Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning. Of course, she's a Cass County naturalist with Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, you just always have all kinds of fun things. And so we said, Laura, will you come and do something for kids at Produce in the Park? And you said yes.
Yes, we have some new stream and pond mats that we wanted to kind of test out and play with. So that's what we'll be doing with that at the Produce in the Park.
And that's going to be happening on June 25th, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Atlantic City Park. And, you know, I sort of investigated, talked to some people about it, and I think it's going to be really fun. Now, a mat is how big?
Yeah, it's 3 foot by 6 foot, and then it's made out of a material that is almost like a dry erase board. So we'll have dry erase markers, we'll have sticks and other things to play with, and actually we'll have a bunch of wildlife figurines and fish and things like that. So
it's hands-on,
it's
right?
Hands-on.
They're not just going to stand there and look at that and say, oh.
No, they can get down and they can play with it, you know, I don't know. I can remember the last time I played with a pile of sticks. So look what I do for a job.
Yes.
So, you know, the kids can build a beaver dam for the beaver that there's there and things like that. And they can draw on it as well since it's that dry erase material.
And there are different kinds of fish.
Yep. And so we have appropriate fish for the pond and for the stream. So it's that educational component of, you know, we have the trout. So the trout's going to be over in the stream area.
You have a bullhead?
Yes.
All right. A catfish?
Yes. And they're even painted the way that you would find them.
All right.
So real to life.
And do you have frogs?
Yes. We have a couple bullfrogs we're going to have there and some walking sticks and praying mantis.
Okay. So now these are all... pretend. I'm sorry. I mean, we're not going to have, because it's a little difficult to build a pond at the Atlantic City Park, but you're going to bring that pond and bring that stream and these things that kids can handle and hopefully learn some things while they have fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of your job in a lot of places, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And so we have two of these mats. And what our plans is, besides that, you know, we can come to events like this and farmers markets and things like that. We also have the pond mat will probably be going down to our outdoor educational classroom. So during the school year, school groups can come out and use that. And then our stream mat will probably be able to be checked out for our preschool classes. So when preschool has centers and things like that, that might be one of their things to play with that day.
Okay. And as I looked at the website, I think there is a curriculum that comes with it. So if it is, so you don't always have to be there the whole time. A teacher could take that information.
Yeah, the teacher can take it and run with it. And also it's correlated to the standards for those teachers. So it's very useful in the classroom.
All
as
right.
Well.
They're really fun. One for a pond, one for a stream. And we're going to have both of them at Produce in the Park.
Yes, we're going
to have both. So it gets a little more room for kids to get around and work with those. And as you said, you're going to maybe build a beaver dam? That's a possibility.
On the top
build
of the, on the stream or in the lake. Though they could be in both places.
All right. So lots of activities around that. And this is a fairly new resource. How did you come to have those?
Yeah, the Iowa DNR wanted to partner with the conservation boards and the naturalists, and the Iowa DNR pretty much made them. And so we partnered with them, and we were able to utilize them, and they are, they enjoy, of course, they want to be on the fish side of it.
Oh, yeah.
So those, and of course, and again, back to those fish exactly look like that bullhead and that catfish.
Great.
So the Iowa DNR thought that was very, very important that the fish that you got with it. Because originally we got just fish with it. So I've expanded. I brought, you know, I got the deer and the beaver and things like that.
Okay. So other counties may also have this. Yeah. If you have listeners in other counties, they may want to check with their local conservation service and see if they have some that could be used in various functions. And it's, you know, you said you had a praying mantis. Do you have any birds?
We have only just a couple little birds, songbirds and ducks. Yep.
Yeah. So. I'm really anxious to see this. I sound like a kid myself because I just think it's fascinating that that the things that the kids get to handle really look like what they would see in yes. Iowa and become a
yep. And that doesn't mean those parents can get right down with their kids and play
all
with
right.
it too.
All
right.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple hours there that you'll be there. And, yeah. You know, that's time for shopping and maybe having supper, and but still have time to learn more about the ponds and streams in mm-hmm. Iowa. Yes. And that's the other thing. It is Iowa, not yep. coming from New York or somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's good to know also. Let's talk just for a minute about other things coming up that people may want to get on their calendars.
Yeah. We have the 4th of July coming up weekend coming as soon as you think it's going to sneak right up on
right.
us. And so July 3rd, that Friday, we are going to do a movie in the park. And we're going to watch The Lorax, the newer Lorax movie.
Okay. And what park?
In Cold Springs Park.
Okay.
So that's where we'll be doing our movie in the park. And then we'll also, the next day, on 4th of July, that evening, for dinner, we're going to do a Dutch oven cooking dinner demonstration. So come learn
and
how
I'm
to Dutch oven cook.
I'm smiling because I've been to a couple of those events, and the food is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed what comes out of those pots in Dutch
yes,
oven cooking.
Yes.
So if people are saying, well, yeah, I want to come because I know the food is great, but you also be
right.
getting people started in that maybe it's
yeah,
something.
And, you know, learn how to care for the Dutch ovens all the way to what you can make inside of them. Last time we did a dinner program, we did like a steak stir fry.
Oh.
So I've only decided my dessert so far. Because so. I love dessert.
Start at the end, yes. And also, do you have to have a campsite to do Dutch oven cooking?
We do it at the shelter, so we use the shelter grills and things like that. So we were talking about that. So that's what you'll be at for the program up there at the shelter at Cold Springs. Otherwise, all you really need is a safe fire area, whether that's a fire ring or a charcoal. Some people use a charcoal grill and
okay.
use the coals that way and just sit the Dutch
so
oven right in there.
I don't have to go out and get a whole lot of new equipment in terms of providing the heat. I might need
right.
some new containers, I'm thinking.
Yes.
If all you have is an aluminum pot, that might not
yeah,
work.
Yeah, the Dutch ovens can be found at both Robinson's and Kappel's Ace Hardware here in town. So, and they're right here in stock usually.
All
so
right.
they do have to have the pigs. I tell people that you can go out and buy Dutch ovens that are smooth bottom, and those aren't the ones that you want to use outside with the coals, because unless you're going to sit it right on top of the coals, and if, especially if you're making breads or desserts, that sometimes gets too hot and you end up with burnt things. So,
okay.
But the pigs on the bottom will bring it up and let the air circulate over the coals. And
can I buy pigs separately if I have flat bottoms?
Yes. a Kappel's carries them.
Okay.
They don't usually have them in stock, but they're
okay.
able to order it
okay.
in.
Okay. Okay. So we need to come to the program on the 4th of July in the
yes,
evening.
Yes, at 5 p.m.
Okay, mm-hmm. to learn more about that. But then there's another one coming up if we can't get to that one, maybe later in September.
Yes, yeah, September, Lake Anita will be doing their Dutch oven cook-off. And that is, again, multiple people coming and competing pretty much
okay.
for the Dutch oven
but
prize.
Everybody gets to taste.
And you get to taste, and that's how you vote. You
yeah,
have to taste.
Yeah. And we may possibly get Laura to come and do some Dutch oven cooking at Produce in the Park.
Yeah.
That would be a nice addition. So we'll see if we can get a date set up for that for another time, because it's a way to be outdoors. It's a way to do a family kind of thing and just, you know, kind of combine mm-hmm. it all. So, okay. So I want to remind people that June 25th, Thursday evening, Produce in the Park, 4:30 to 6:30. They want to come and see you, Laura.
Yes. Doing our stream and pond mats. Come let your kids play with me.
All right. Very good. We want to thank you very much, Laura, for coming in today and visiting with us. And until next time, let's go have some fun outdoors.